Aron. Tov. Rabotai, tzahoraim tovim. So we're, mamash, today is exactly a week from Purim. Shtabach Shemo. Yeah.
Are you ready?
Shah tova mutzlachat. So, today is Zayin Be'adar. Shtabach Shemo. Yom ledato uftirato shel Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. Adon ha-Nevi'im. Mamash, the greatest man to ever walk the face of the earth. והאיש משה ענב מאוד מכל האדם אשר על פני האדמה. ולא קם נביא עוד בישראל כמשה, אשר ידעו אדוני פנים אל פנים. There is no greater נביא, that's one of the יודגים הלכרים, that there is no greater נביא than משה רבנו, and משה רבנו was the conduit, he was the שליח of הקדוש ברוך הוא, to bring the Torah from הקדוש ברוך הוא מן השמיים לעם ישראל. זכותו תם בגן מצינה עלינו, שתבח שם וברוך השם, איזה מנהיג, how many times did משה רבנו, in spite of, can you imagine, 80-year-old man, you know, he's already lived a bulk of his life, even though he lived to 120, but, you know, two-thirds of his life he already lived, right? And Hashem sends him to Mitzrayim, and he goes to Moser Nefesh, and all the, you know, abuse that he got from the Mitzrayim, and then what happens, he takes them out of Mitzrayim, and then the Yehudim start to abuse him, and then they accuse him of all sorts of stuff, and they accuse him of all sorts of terrible things, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him a bunch of times, you know what? Forget about this. Let me kill them all. Ma omer Moshe Rabbeinu? If I was Moshe Rabbeinu, I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take them, ve'ta ima shelehem, ve'ze, take, you know, take them all. Aval ma, Moshe Rabbeinu says, ve'im ayin mechen ina misifrecha asher katavta. Moshe Rabbeinu, the quintessential captain of the ship, he says, if you're going to take them, you got to take me too. It's not inseparable. That's why, when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, the Torah says, ve'ivku, they cried for him for 30 days because they realized what they had lost. In spite of all, Moshe Rabbeinu told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Ma e'ase la'am hazeh od me'at uskaluni." Says, "What else do you want from me? A little bit more, they're going to kill me. They killed his nephew. You know who's his nephew? Hur. Hur was ben achoto shel Moshe Rabbeinu. Hur was Miriam's son, and he tried. Hur got involved to try to, you know, put out the fires of Chet Ha'Egel. He tried to dissuade them. They killed him. Alach." They almost killed Moshe Rabbeinu also. Aval ma? Moshe Rabbeinu was the captain of the ship. Even if the ship goes down, he says, I'm going down with them. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu davka chose Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom to be the leader of Am Yisrael. Only a person like that, with such compassion, such rigish, to understand. And not only that, when Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he was about to pass away in Parashat Pinchas, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is he looking for as a replacement? He asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ish asher ruach bo. Look for a person who has spirit, says Rashi HaKadosh. What's Ish asher ruach bo? Sheyachol lahaloch keneged rucho shel kol echad ve'echad. Look for a person that's able to, you know, there's no one size fits all approach to any position of authority, any position of leadership, parenting. Yeah, you don't know yet, but Be'ezat Hashem, when you'll be parents, what do you think? There's a cookie cutter approach to every kid? What do you think? They're machines? What do you think? They're cookies? Mapitom. One child needs this, and another child needs that, and this one has his strengths. And Moshe Rabbeinu, can you imagine dealing with millions of people like that? Each one has his own mishigasan. You know mishigasan are? All sorts of shigaonot, and everyone has their own crazinesses. Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabban Shel Yisrael, deals with him. Alav Shalom, Mishtabach Shem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amad baPiritz Malniel Yischok. Moshe Rabbeinu was standing the Piritz, making sure that Am Yisrael was always taken care of. The Torah says, "Velo yada ish et kivurato ad hayom hazeh." When Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, only who buried him? Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo ve'atzmo buried Moshe Rabbeinu, and Kadosh Baruch Hu made sure that nobody knows where he's buried. You know, Har Nevo, we know the general location, but nobody knows exactly where the kivur is. Why? Says the Midrash. If Am Yisrael would know where Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom was buried, they would go and daven there, and Moshe Rabbeinu would come and pray for Am Yisrael before Kisei HaKavod, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not be able to withstand this tefillot, and Mashiach would have to come against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. So, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a plan for the galut and for everything to play out. He says, I know I can't withstand. That's why when Moshe Rabbeinu was praying 515 tefillot to get into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem had to tell him stop, because one more, and it would have been answered Be'al Korcho Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom Zayin Be'adar. This was the day that Haman HaRasha Atipesh was, this is the day that he looked in Chodesh Adar. He says, oh, you see, he was all happy, all giddy, right? The Pur, the lottery, fell out in Chodesh Adar. He's so happy. Why? He says, Moshe Rabbeinu died. Lo yada hamor hazeh, that Moshe Rabbeinu was also born during Chodesh Adar. Shtabach Shemo, like we say, the pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Bin me'av ve'isrim shana anochi hayom lo uchal od latzet v'lavo." Says Rashi Hakadosh, "What's hayom? Hakadosh Baruch Hu memale yemehem ushnotehem shel tzaddikim." Hakadosh Baruch Hu fills their days. What does it mean? Fills their days. Moshe Rabbeinu mamash tailor made mizayin be'adar adzayin be'adar, and both of them were Shabbatot. The Midrash actually brings down that everybody knows. The Gemara tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu on the day of his death wrote how many Sifrei Torah?
13
Sifrei Torah. One for each Shevet, and one for Shevet Levi for the Aron. So, the many Mefarshim ask, it's a big, big balagan in the Mefarshim. Ech zeh? We know that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Shabbat, and on that day, he was able to write 13 Sifrei Torah. How's he writing the Kotev shte otiyot b'Shabbat, Hayav. So what's pshat, what's going on? That's another shir. Remind me, I should have given it today, but remind me, Bezat Hashem, we'll visit that one day. How did Moshe Rabbeinu write 13 Sifrei Torah b'Shabbat? Not b'yom echad. B'yom echad is a nis. That's obvious. But how do you write b'Shabbat? What are you going to tell me? No, it was also a nis. If it's a nis, then the Sfarim are psulim, because it has to be written b'de Adam. So if you understand? The Sfarim that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote had to be kashir. So how do you work out that he wrote on Shabbat? Zeh mashu acher. But I just wanted to say something lechvod zayin be'adar. So, mikol makom, just to finish off a little bit of the what we spoke about yesterday about mishloach manot, and then we'll move on to matanot levyonim, which is another big zach. And then bezat Hashem on tomorrow. Tonight is musar. Tomorrow night is halacha. And tomorrow night we'll speak about the dinim of chayav inish levasume befuria, going through all of the shitot haposkim lehalacha ulmaaseh. Atfachid. Now he says, is it Natars? Chazak,
yeah.
Chazak, no? Now, you know how many, by the way, there's re'ayot among the poskim, how many, you know, I'm not going to tell you. As you're reading Megillat Esther, I want you to find me, not that's a legit Persian words, in the Megillat Esther. Azov names, I'm talking about words. I want words from the Megillah with re'ayot. How's that? I'm asking you for proofs. Lefi klalei adikduk. Every word you give me in Persian, kacha achshav ani omer lachem kesef. $10 per Persian word you find me in the Megillah. For every person.
Yeah, how many words are there?
Ma atachshav zeh? Sit down and work on it. But it has to be with re'ayot. Re'ayot.
I don't know the grammar.
So learn klalei adikduk and then start working. Now. There's re'ayot meforashot mamash. That there are, I'm not going to tell you how many, but a good bunch of Persian words in the Megillah that, and I'll give you even more of a hint, that just don't work with the klalei diktuk of Lashon HaKodesh, and that's the ra'ayah that it must be Persian. Not names, words. Don't pashandata, none of that. Yeah.
Parvis.
Parvis, yeah. Dalfon is what? Jamshi? I don't know. Mikol makom rabotai, listen carefully. So back to it's a challenge. Ani lo. $10 per word. Alamakom. Cash. No direct deposit, no klum. Cash. Say that? And that's patuach gam l'ashkenazim, gam l'sfaradim, gam l'temanim, anybody. Open for all. Tell them over here. Tell the yeshiva also. Not only for our kavutza, for everybody.
Yeah, but they're not Farsi though. They're not Farsi.
I'm not saying Farsi. I'm saying ancient Persian. Huh? It's different. It's different. Yes, but I'm not going to tell you which ones. Because then HaKesef Alach LaPach. HaPach Nishbar V'Anachnu Nimlatnu. Yeah, so now, listen to this. We were speaking about some of the Yisodot of Mishloach Manot yesterday. There is a Shita among the Poskim, Agon Rukve Eger, among others, they say, they learn out from the word Mishloach Manot, that it has to be sent. Mishloach is a language of delivery. They hold that in order to fulfill the mitzvah, it has to be done alide shaliach, which means they hold some poskim, not a lot, but some poskim hold that if you give mishloach manot to the recipient directly, you're not yotzei dechova. Why? Mishloach is milashon shaliach. Therefore, you have to send it with the shaliach. Now, again, we said yesterday, according to some poskim, it can't be anonymous. So now, what are you doing? You have to tell the shaliach, go give this to Ploni and say it's from Ploni, and then you're yotzei alibad kulalma. Maran zechulam v'rachan chazon avadia. as well as in Chavidat, vehemently disagrees with the Shita, and he proves beyond the shadow of a doubt that it's a nice thing, but certainly not lefi alacha, chiyuv lefi alacha. And look at the minhag. How many people in Am Yisrael do you see that they're makpid when they give mishloach manot to give to Rosh Aliyah? You go, give him the hand, v'zeo, shalom. Echen alacha lema'aseh. There's, based on the Pasuk says, u'mishloach manot ish lere'ehu. Are you allowed to give mishloach manot to your father or to your Rebbe?
Yes.
Are they your friends? Ma pitom. There's din kvod u'mora rabo and aviv. So if they're not your friends, can you be yotze by giving them? So there are certain poskim that say that you wouldn't be yotze, because since it says in the Megillah le'rehu, your friend, and they're your friends, there's dine kavod and dine morah that apply to them. Nevertheless, Maran Zichrono Bracha in Chazon Ovadia also disproves this, and he says ma pitom. Says look, in Tehilim, guess who else calls whom friends? Hakadosh Baruch Hu says le'ma'an achai v'ra'ai adabiran na shalom bach. Hashem calls us my brothers and my friends. What do we see from here? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls us friends, then also, lehalacha, we can also consider, yeah? Or, let me ask you a question. Another thing, when the Torah says, ve'ahavta le're'acha kamocha, yeah? Does that apply to your father? Or maybe only to random people? Of course it does. Why? Because with regards to this thing, it's called re'acha. Therefore, lehalacha ul-ma'aseh, you most certainly would be yotzei dechova. There's another thing. There's a machloket haposkim. Let's say there's a Rav or Rebbe or whatever it is, and the Kahal or the Shir or whatever it is wants to chip in to get him a nice, you know, a nice Mishloach Manot. Now, like we've spoken about, for Mishloach Manot, you need two food portions, or a food and a drink, or two drinks, whatever it is. Now, let's say, you know, they're not everybody's going to give food, whatever. They order a platter or whatever it is. Let's say the platter is $50, nagid. Okay? And there's 50 people in the shir, each one gives a dollar. Is everybody yotzei dechova? Is nobody yotzei dechova? How does it work? They're all mishtatif. Now each one with a dollar, you can't buy two manot. But in the two manot, in the nice mishloach manot, everybody has a chilek. So Maran Zichrono Berachah discusses it at great length, and he says in Chazon Ovadia that be'emet everybody is yotzei dechovatom behidur. Why? He brings the ayot. Many poskim bring as well, Yishonim ve'acharonim, the mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. It's the last mitzvah in the Torah. Ve'ata kitvu lachem et hashira hazot ve'lamedah et bnei Yisrael simah befihem. So, not everybody has the resources to either write or even purchase a Sefer Torah on themselves. So what do many keilot do? They take an appeal, and everybody participates, everybody donates towards a Sefer Torah. Now again, what's the halacha over there? Many poskim say v'chen halacha lema'aseh that everybody is yotzei dechova. Everybody who part, even though you didn't write a whole sefer Torah, neither did you, but everybody together is yotzei the mitzvah. So to over here, as long as you have a portion in those meaning. Now,
does it have to be a specific amount, then?
No.
Like let's say the whole Lenders College gives one small bag of mishloach.
It has to be something mechubad. But even a small bag can be something mechubad. You know what I'm saying? A little tadi, a little gandhi, shalom, zeh, nigmar. Yeah? Tzarech yoter mizeh? That's it. That's it. Now, look, he's wearing your hood.
I don't do well with the snow, you know?
Shirazi also. You never saw snow in your life?
No, I've seen snow.
Oh, okay. I remember where I was from in yeshiva. I had a guy from one of these tropical places. I don't remember. And when it was snowing, he was like in Wonderland. It's like it was such a mar'eh.
All the LA boys.
It's such a. I was looking at him, Makara, what's the matter? It's like, no, look, it's white from the sky. I say, it's every day in the tefillah. Yeah? What do you say? The Navi says, Im yu chata'echem kashanim kashelig yalbinu. Shelig, the Zohar HaKadosh writes, is a sign of kaparat avonot. Why? Because it's white. Adom, red, according to the Sod, is a sign of din. White is a sign of rachamim. So that's why the Navi writes, even if your sins are like red of the, you know, of red wool, they'll be white like snow. So it's a good sign. It's a sign of kaparat avonot. So, mikol makom, let's do one more thing on mishloach manot, and then we'll move on to matanot la'evyonim. There's a machloket between Maran Zichrono Berachah and Hagaon Rav Shlomo Zalman. Now, again, women are obligated in all of the mitzvot of Purim just as men are, right? The Gemara tells us why. Megillah Daf Dalet. Mipnei she'af hein hayu be'oto anis. Yeah, they're also included in the miracle. That's why they're chayav mikra megillah. Matanot levanim, mishloach manot, and mishteh v'simcha. They're chayav. Now, sometimes, if the husband sends a mishloach manot, is his wife yotze? No. No. She has to do her own mitzvah. Now, what happens if they mishtatef together? What if she tells her husband, okay, you see this bag? We're mishtatef together, whatever that means, but we're mishtatef together, and when you send it, I'd like to be yotze as well. Maran Zichron Bracha says, it works. It works b'shutafut. Then she doesn't have to send anything else. The only thing is, Hagon of Shalom Zalman in Shalmei Mo'ed, he writes that there have to be four foods in that mishloach manot. Why? Two. It doesn't. You know what I mean by four foods. Combinations of food and beverages, or foods and foods, whatever it is. Two for the man, and two for his wife. Maran Zichron Bracha says, based on what we said before, by the kahal who purchased the mishloach manot for the Rebbe, the same thing works by husband and wife. And therefore, even if there's only two manot in the bag, as long as they're mishtatef, both of them together, and he does it b'shlichuta, both husband and wife are yotze. V'chin halacha. Now again, it's a lot of these things are shtickle obsolete because we're busy giving a bunch of mishloach manot all day long. But let's say, you know, for halacha's sake, you would be yotze? Yeah.
Other way around, it wouldn't work for a man giving for the woman?
What do you mean?
We only ask the question, a woman giving for a man. Can a man still...
No, same thing. Same thing. Yeah, yeah. Now, there's a... Moving on to Matanot Le'Avyonim. There's an interesting question among the poskim that the Gemara talks about. If you give Mishloach Manot to an Ani, how many mitzvot are you yotze? The Gemara talks about it. The Gemara says, Masechet Megillah Daf, all of the sugiyot of Mishloach Manot and Matanot Le'Avyonim are where? No. Zayin. Dav Zayin, Hakol Shama. So over there, the Gemara tells a story. Rabbi Yehuda Nesi'a, who was the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who was an Amora, Rabbi Yehuda Nesi'a, he was very rich, he was wealthy, and he sent, the Gemara says he sent a nice cut of meat and a jug of wine to Rabbi Yoshaya. He sent him for Mishloach Manot. Rabbi Yoshaya sent him back a message, Kiyamt banu Rabbeinu, through us, you are mekayim the mitzvah, Mishloach Manot ish lere'ehu, umatanot le'evyonim. Yeah. Which means he told him that you yotze both of the mitzvot by sending me this mishloach manot. It sounds like, at face value, that if you send, what is the Gemara? Because it's the Rabbi Yoshaya was poor. Therefore, it sounds like if you send just mishloach manot to a poor person, you kill two birds with one stone. That's both the mitzvah of mishloach manot and matanot levyumim. Okay, that's what it sounds like at face value. Hagaon Shagat Aryeh, in his commentary on Masechet Megillah called Ture Evin. In Ture Evin, he brings over here, he says, Lo Nachon. He says, that's not what the Gemara means. You cannot be yotze two different mitzvot with one action, and therefore what the Gemara means, Mishloach Manot Umatanot Levyonim, it means one or the other. He meant to tell Rabbi Yehuda Nesi'a, by you sending me this, you take your pick which mitzvah you want to be yotze with the sending. That's how the Ture Evin explains the Gemara. Yeah. Oh, that's the next. I'm getting there in a second. Yeah. Another thing, Agaon Ketav Sofer is in his Sheilot Utshuvot, Siman Kuf Lametet. Ketav Sofer was the son of Agaon Chatam Sofer. His name was Agaon Rabbi Avraham Shmuel Binyamin Sofer. He was the eldest son of the Chatam Sofer, Mizivugo Hasheni. The Chatam Sofer married whom? Bezivugo Hasheni? Famous Shidduch. Matem Yoshnim, Rabbi Kveger's daughter, who was 2 years younger than him. Chassam Sofer was 2 years younger than Rabbi Kveger. He became an Alman. His first wife passed away. And then a Chaver Bedin of his name was Hagaon Rabbi Daniel Prostitz. He was a Chaver Bedin of the Chatam Sofer in Pressburg. And he made this, he wrote a letter to Rabbi Kveger to see maybe you can make a Shidduch. The Chatam Sofer, Gedol Ador Mamash, Geon Ador, with Rabbi Kveger also Geon Ador, perfect Shidduch. What happened was, though, they started writing letters to each other. They started, after the Shadchan had, Rav Daniel Prostitz, made the Shiduch, they started writing to each other. The Chatam Sofer started writing to the Rav Kvegri, says, I'm not ra'ui to be your chatan, so I can't take the shidduch. And Rav Kvegri started writing letters to the Chatam Sofer that I'm not ra'ui to be your father-in-law, and therefore I can't make the shidduch. Until Rav Daniel got involved and he said, stop writing letters to each other and just get married. And that's what happened. So you got, that was the...
Was something about, like, they didn't tell or something? Huh? Like, health issues? No?
No, something else. So the Chatam Sofer married her, and from Zivug HaRishon, he didn't have any children. From Zivug Sheni, he had a bunch of children. His eldest was the Chatam Sofer. So he writes that you're not allowed to also do... Mechila. You're not allowed to do both things. Slicha. Yeah. No, I loitka vanti. I was just being there. Yeah. Timchal. Anyway. Now, so anyway, he writes over there in Tshuvot that you're not allowed to be yotze both mitzvot with one action because of the isur of en osin mitzvot chavilot. We know a Talmudic concept that you're not supposed to pile on mitzvot. Why? Because that's like a zilzun. It's degrading to the mitzvot. What are you doing? A bunch of the, you're trying to kill two birds with one stone. That you do with chores. Mitzvot are not chores. Mitzvot are gold. Mitzvot are diamonds. Right? You can't each... last time you counted money. How do you count money? Chad, shtayim, shalom, right? So mitzvot have to be treated the same way. Says a Katav Sofer, he agrees with the Tura Even, but for a different reason, because of en osin mitzvot chavilot, and therefore it's one mitzvah or the other. Yeah. Oh, that's one. Maran Zichron al-Bracha, in many of his Sfarim, discusses this idea of in osin mitzvot chavilot chavilot. Now you would appreciate this. He brings re'aya gemura she'en aleha teshuvah, that it doesn't apply to mitzvot being done with the same action is perfectly permissible, and there's no issue of mitzvot chavilot chavilot. What's the re'aya? You're going to tell me there's a Mishnah Masechet Pesachim Daf Lamed He Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, can a kohen make matzah out of truma wheat? Tavi Pesachim. Thank you. I miss Pesachim. I remember the first time I got Corona was Pesachim Daf Kaf Bet. You know what I'm in the Daf. I remember events based on the Daf. Yeah. Second, huh? Yes, it's. I like to do. I remember, and it was a very hard sugya with Orla Klipe Orla. You know that in Kaf Aleph Kaf Bet was in the middle of that sugya. And I left the shir like stranded, high and dry, because they're like, and then with Zoom, but I couldn't even talk on the Zoom. I was like very shvach. So, huh?
Next round.
With the shir, can hear that song. So he says like this. Tikra. V'yotzin bidmai uv'ma'aser ishon shenitela trumato uv'ma'aser sheni ve'gdesh shenifdu. והכהנים בחלה ובתרומה משנה מפורשת that כהנים can use חלה and תרומה for מצה. Hey, wait a second. Let me get this straight. The Gemara brings down פסוקים. Is אכילת תרומה מצווה? Sure. מצוות עשה מדאורייתא. Is אכילת מצה בליל פסח מצווה? Sure. Hey, wait a second, משנה. What about אין עושים מצוות חבילות חבילות? Apparently, what do you see from here?
You can do
it. No. It's אסור to do מצוות חבילות חבילות. But what?
You can be yotze.
That when you have one action that you're getting two mitzvot for, that's not chavilot chavilot. And the only time the Gemara says, what does it mean mitzvot chavilot chavilot? When it's two mitzvot together, but two actions. For instance, the Gemara brings down the example of tahorat ha-mitzora'im. In order to be mitzvot ha-mitzora'im, you have to sprinkle on them and do dam and all sorts of stuff. Nachon? If you bring them to two mitzora'im, to the Harabait, to Sha'ar Nikanor, where they do the Torah process, and you do it to both of them at the same time, you sprinkle to both at the same time, that's two different actions, two different mitzvot that you're doing simultaneously, but through two actions, that's mitzvot chavilot chavilot. That is when you're piling on the mitzvot. Same thing. What happens, you know, we're now Motza'e Shvi'it. This year, there's going to be Shvi'it wine on the market. You know that. Some bottles are labeled that the wine, because it's from Otsar Bedin or whatever, has Kedushat Shvi'it. The Shaila, many poskim ask, is are you allowed to use Shvi'it wine for Mitzvot Arba'a Kosot? Because of the same question, Mitzvot Chavilot Chavilot.
bi'ur, drinking shvi'it wine is mitzvah, because you're being mevairoto, it's a mitzvah. On the other hand, making kiddush is also mitzvah. Arba kosot is also mitzvah. Mitzvot chavilot chavilot. Mutar asur. Maran zechon lebracha, if you look in shelot u'tshuvot, Chazon Ovadia, chelek aleph, he says meforash, ze mutar. Why is it mutar?
One action,
akol beseder. Therefore, be'emet, the ikar adin from the Gemara, kedat maran ha-shulchan aruch, is that if you send mishloach manot, one to an ani, you are yotze, both mitzvot, kipshat ha-Gemara mamash. Just what? Don't forget, you have to send another matanah to another evyon, because matanot le'evyonim need two. So you took care of one, you do one more matanah to an evyon, you're done. Now, he writes in Chazon Ovadia that there is a machloket haposkim about this. It's better to send another mishloach manot to somebody anywhere. But ikar adin, you're yotze. Yeah, what do you want to ask?
I thought we just said the Turi Eben, the Ketav Sofer, both said you're not yotze both. They said you only yotze one of them.
Correct.
So the question was,
we disagree.
You shouldn't be yotze with any of them. That was the question.
No.
Chavilot.
No. The question that Maran Zichron Berachah posed, I mean, the Rayot that he's bringing, is a situation like this is not considered chavilot.
So he argued in the Ketav Sofer and the Turi Eben.
Correct. With many other poskim who understand the Gemara kipshuto.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are the two actions with Mitzorah? Sprinkling on the
water. Sprinkling one and then sprinkling the other. Understand?
Well, you can sprinkle on top of the bowl.
It doesn't work. You got to sprinkle in one. Therefore, by the mitzorah, it would go one at a time. You do one mitzorah, next. Bring the next mitzorah, next. You bring the next sotah, you know, don't mix them up. Now.
What if you do one big sprinkle?
It doesn't work. The Gemara talks about it. Now, as follows. Everybody always asks, what is the shi'ur for matanot la'evyonim? So, that's kind of a trick question. I'll tell you why. Because according to Shelot u'tshuvot Rashi, Ritba in Daf Megillah Daf Zayin Amud Bet in his Chidushim, they both say that mitzvat matanot la'evyonim is like any other mitzvat tzedakah, and you're yotze bifruta. No. Matanot la'evyonim is just a name, a specialized name for tzedakah on Purim. Tzedakah on Purim is not just called tzedakah on Purim; it's called matanot la'evyonim. Therefore, just like any other tzedakah, you'd be yotze with a pruta. So too on by matanot la'evyonim. That's ikar adin. Now comes the Ben Ishchai in his halachot on Purim, and he writes a note. He says a person should strive to give a matana chashuva, just like we said that by mishloach manot you should have matana chashuva. You should have a matana chashuva for matanot la'evyonim as well, which is what? The amount of money that you can buy 3 kabetzim pat. Three kabetzim is about...
Just like mishloach manot?
Yeah, but mishloach manot is only food. Matanot la'evyonim can be either the food or the money. Now, how much is that? 3 kabetzim is, let's say, about 2 rolls is for sure. 2 challah rolls is for sure 3 kabetzim. How much does that cost? A few bucks? So, nigmar. Rav Eliashiv, Zichrono Livracha, has another shita. He says, no, that's not enough. He says, since the whole mitzvah is in order to provide for Seudat Purim, he says he has to give him enough money to be able to buy a respectable meal. What does that mean? It's very subjective, you know. A chash of a meal means different things to different people, you know what I'm saying? But let's say something, how much is a lunch special? Fleshik lunch special. I
don't know. These days, $13.
Can you get something for 10, let's say?
Or 13, 14.
Falafel and a drink?
It's not meat.
Okay, it doesn't have to be meat. Huh? Well, falafel is... I eat a falafel, I don't eat until tomorrow. Yeah.
You're not Israeli, you're different.
But anyway, so, you know, somewhere between $10 and $15. In Israel, Rav Eliashiv used to say, 50 shekel. That's what he used to say. You know, be'erich, that's what you can get.
These days, 70 then.
That's a... 70 shekin for lunch?
Inflation.
Mazi.
Used to be 50.
You can get a lot. You can get so much for 50 shekel. Back then, you can get a lot. You can get a chashmir for a lot less than 50 shekel.
Okay. Yeah. But I'm saying today, it hurts. You know, sometimes you drive by and you see all these treif stores. They have like this $5 special. What's in there? Burger, fries, nuggets, Slurpee.
Plus a toy.
Wow. And then they have these $20 feed your whole, you know, extended family meals. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Mamochlim. You know what I'm saying? What exactly? How do you make sense of that? Kosher food is expensive, but it's like, can feed all my ancestors and descendants with $20. It's like Very meduaim. I don't know. Anyway, but bikitzur, those are hidure mitzvah. That's not ikar adin. Ikar adin is called shu, pruta. You want to be more machmir, kedata ben ishchai, three kabitzim. You want to be even more machmir than that, matana yafa, matana chashuva. And as much as, now again, the Rambam is not a, wasn't a darshan. The Rambam was posek alachot. He writes meforash towards the end of Ilchot Megillah. He says, la alacha ul ma'aseh, that a person should spend more, everybody knows this, more on the matanot le'avyonim than on his mishloach manot and sa'udat purim. Why? Because the Rambam says the same thing that he says in the, at the end of Ilchot Yom Tov, that there's no greater simcha than to gladden the anim. So, in order to be yotzeh this halacha of the Rambam, it's not just, oh, it's a nice vart. The Rambam doesn't say vart. Yeah, the Rambam says posek halachot. Yeah, so now, when I know people who do that. I try, don't always do that. Bili nedir. They make a cheshbon. How much do we spend on our mishloach manot? Ooh, ah, shtabach shemo. Yeah, our mishloach manot, especially if your theme, kola, you know, all these themes, and then make a cheshbon. How much did you spend on your seudat purim, wine and meat and zachin? Make a cheshbon of all that, and then make sure you spend more on matanot
la'avinu. It's not going to be afterwards.
Huh?
You're not going to how much you spent on your meal until afterwards.
It doesn't have to be mamash penny pinching. Make an estimate of how much you spent and spend more. Again, obviously, if you didn't do that, you're still yotzeh. But the way that Rambam says that there's no greater mitzvah on Purim than gladdening the aniyim, that's what you should do. Spend more, make a cheshbon, and spend more on matanot la'avinu. Yeah. So you can't use ma'asir for the actual mitzvah. You can use your ma'asir money for anything that is above and beyond the mitzvah. Which means, what's the ikar adin of mitzvah?
Pruta.
Pruta? Therefore what? One pruta of matanot la'avyonim cannot come from ma'asir money. Everything else can.
So on top of the matana, you give ma'asir as well.
Yes. Because ma'asir money cannot be used for anything that is a chova. Not for matanot le'avyonim and not for zecher machatzit ha'shekel, because even though it's a minhag, but it's like a minhag that was taken as a chova. Yeah, but anything that's above and beyond the chova, you can spend ma'aser money on it.
So I put a dollar of regular money and then whatever ma'aser money I have, I can. Tfaddal.
The beseder. Yeah.
Does Rama mean that it should be more?
Tfaddal means the farm money. Yeah. Nachon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Does the Rama mean it should be more than
one of
your individual
Mishnah
Manot,
or all combined? Does it
mean
like 15 or 20
Mishnah
Manot?
All the ones
all
that you gave.
Combined?
Yeah.
Is it
give one.
You gotta be balling, man. Give one.
No, that doesn't mean you should skip. Having more, if you give more Mishloche Manot, that's also Meshubach. The point is, you know, focus. Maza Ikar, maza Tafil. The Anim on Purim or the Ikar? Everybody else is Tafil. You know, all your friends, all your. It's great. But the Ikar, Mamash, Ikar, Ikarim on Purim, like the Gemara says. The aniim, they wait for Mikra Megillah. Why? Because they know as soon as we read Megillah, it's oh matanot le'avyonim. They get all excited. Yeah,
what's the minimum amount of
mishloach
manot
that you give? One, two manot to one person. So that's all you need. Okay, but yeah, what's the shayla? Yeah.
Is there any difference between four foods, one matana, or two separate foods? Or
same,
two
thing.
Each, same
thing. Same thing.
What's considered shuta food?
You contribute a little bit and you chip in.
Penny?
Either money or whatever. Yeah.
And what about like just like Dibur? You're saying have me in mind or something?
Now, have me in mind doesn't work. Have me in mind is good for Zachor, not for Mishloach Manot. Yeah? What are you doing for Zachor this week? No, no, same.
Here. In Shabbat.
Where?
In my show.
Who's reading over here for this Sfaradim?
I think I'm
coming to you.
Lo lama yasu kedat maran. Yeah.
Every year we have
Sfaradim.
Yeah.
Top.
We also have a Yemenite
leaning. So, that's good. That's good. It's good. It's because Maran Zachor Bracha writes in Chazon Ovadia that at least on Shabbat Zachor, every Eidah should be makpid to hear Parashat Zachor from their Nosach, their Eidah, their Minhag. Ashkenazim from Ashkenazim. Also their Sifre Torah, preferably. Not Me'akev, because there is a one-letter difference between Sifre Torah Sfaradim and Sifre Torah Ashkenazim. Where's that one? Huh? No.
Noach is the Yemenite.
That's the Yemenite. Parashat Kitlese. Lo yavo fesu adaka uchrut shofcha bichal Adonai. Now, pitzu adaka in Sifre Torah Sfaradim, pitzu adaka is spelled with a he. Ashkenazim, it differs between Hasidim, Chabad, Ashkenazim. In some Sifre Torah Ashkenazim, it's spelled with an aleph. Gam ze kasher, gam ze kasher.
How's that possible that they could have different letters?
Because they're both masoret. They both, each one has a legitimate masoret among the poskim, without getting too much into detail, the Rambam used the tikkun of Ben Asher, which was a very ancient tikkun. But both Sifrei Torah are kasher. The Chazon Ish, he wanted to say that Sifrei Torah Sfaradim are all pasul. Why? Because the Sfarad Takshiv, yeah. By the Sefer Torah, the Sfaradim, we have something that's called Saddi Hafucha. We've spoken about this before, I don't know, in great depth, but there's, in Am Yisrael today, there are predominantly three Ktavim that are the most famous. There's more, but three of the most famous Ktavim are Bet Yosef, Ktav Bet Yosef, Domatafant. That's what Ashkenazim, Litaim, Litvish Ashkenazim use. Then there's Ktav Ari. Ktav Ari is what Hasidim use, Nosach Sfarad. And then there's Ktav Velish, which is what we call Ktav Sfaradi. Minor differences between them, but the most, one of the most important differences between Bet Yosef, versus, which is interesting, it's ironic, the Sfaradim don't use Ktav Bet Yosef. Ashkenazim use Ktav Bet Yosef.
Is that the one with the chet with the...
No, they both have the chet with the chatoteret. You're talking about Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. You're talking about a machloket, masechet minachot, aflamed zayin. That Rashi Rabbeinu Tam disagree about tzurat hachet. But put that aside for a second. If you look, both by Ktav Ari and Ktav Velish, which is Nosach Sfarad, and Sfaradim, what they use, if you look in Ashkenazi Sefer Torah, the Saddi is made out of a crooked nun, right, like this, and then a yud on top, a yud facing the right way. That's called Yod Yeshara, a regular yud. As opposed to Ktav Ari and Ktav Velish, which is what Sfaradim use, it has on top of the Tzadi, it's what we call Yod Hafucha, which means what? You have the crooked nun, but what? The Yod is facing opposite. The Chazon Ish was of the opinion that because of that, that makes a difference in Surat Ha'ot, and the Chazon Ish was quoted as having said, all the Sifrei Torah shel Sfaradim psulim, as a result of that. Obviously, Maran Zichron Lan Vracha in Yechavedah didn't appreciate that very much. And he wrote, there's Sfarim.
Had a word with him.
He actually did, but not about this. There are Sfarim written about this, a Sefer called Tzidkat HaTzadik, defending Minhag HaSfaradim with the Tzadi Afucha. Plus, there's a Tshuva Meforeshet of a Gaon Chatam Sofer, where the Chatam Sofer said that all of the different Ktavim, Ben HaSfaradim, Ben HaAshkenazim, are all Kasher. And it's safe to assume that worthy Chazon, and many, there are some Rabbanim that there are Me'id, that Chazonish was Choserbo, that he changed his mind, Besof Yamav, and he said that it's Kashir also after he was shown the Tshuva of the Chatam Sofer, who says that all of the Ktavim that have Masoret Ba'am Yisrael are Kashir. But at least for Parashat Zachor, it's best to try to stick to your Nosach and your Sefer. You know what I mean by your Sefer. But anyways, even if you can't, all the Sfarim, all the Ktavim, and all the pronunciations, they're all kasher mi'ikar adin, and these are only just chumrot and hidurim. Yeah.
Does the letter change the word?
What do you mean?
Aleph to heh.
No, it's the same word, daka. It's just spelled with either an aleph or a heh.
And it doesn't change the meaning?
Does not change the meaning, because it's pronounced the same way.
Yeah. According to what we just said, shouldn't it be better for us to listen to Ashkenazi Sefer Torah?
Why?
Because that's going to be, there's no machoker about whether or not the Tzad Yafucha is going to be...
It doesn't matter. What about Masoret Shelanu? Kol G'dolei Olam HaSfaradim all use this. Ma kulam psulim chas v'shalom? Chas v'shalom, yeah.
Rav mentioned yesterday that there's some folks who hold that giving beverages doesn't work.
Correct.
Yeah. In the Gemara, there's a story of Rabbi Yehuda, they gave wine.
It's some of the ra'ayot that some bring against the Ben Hananel.
What did they answer?
Look in Chazon Obadiah. Adkar Futayek.
Hey, Rav, if you can, let me know.